This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Pope Francis on Wednesday, during his weekly general audience, appealed for an end to child labour on this World Day Against Child Labour. He said it is a deplorable phenomenon which is constantly increasing, especially in poor countries. There are millions of children, mostly girls, who are victims of this hidden form of exploitation that often involves abuse, mistreatment and discrimination. All children, the Pope added, must be able to play, study, pray and grow in their families. This is their right and our duty, he said. Meanwhile, on this World Day Against Child Labour, the International Labour Organization has issued a report highlighting the conditions of children who are working as domestic workers. I spoke to Patrick Quinn, senior specialist at the ILO's programme on the elimination of child labour. Regarding the figures that have been gathered, how prevalent is this?
Well, the information we have and which we're publishing is that around the world, more than 10 million children are involved in child labour in domestic work. These are children working in other people's households, not doing small jobs in their own houses, but are involved, employed in a range of jobs in other people's houses. They may be employed cleaning, in gardening, in looking after children, in looking after elderly people, in cooking, ironing. Many of these children are working far away from their own family homes, and many exposed to serious problems.
Can I ask you, in what areas and what countries, again, is this most prevalent?
Well, as in relation to the child labour problem generally, I mean, it's most prevalent in developing countries where education is insufficient, where social protection is not sufficient, and where poverty exists. But it's also it's not just a problem of developing countries, although the problem is greatest in South Asia and Africa. You know, it can be a worldwide problem, and in the Americas, even in Europe, we can see problems of child labour in domestic work in some situations.
What do these children suffer when forced to work in domestic environments like this?
Well, the part of the problem of children in domestic work is the relationship. It's not just a worker-employer relationship. They're very often totally dependent on the family with which they stay. And all too often, I mean, almost every day of the year, we see reports of children being exposed to physical abuse, to psychological abuse, sometimes to sexual violence. These children are often isolated from the families. They can be hidden from the public eye. And they're highly dependent on their employers. So there's a range of problems to which children can be exposed.
So what's the answer? What can people do? What can society do in general to protect children like this?
Well, one of the things we say in this report is that there seems to be a kind of a legal and a familial care vacuum, that children, sometimes working far from the family homes, are really out of any kind of control, out of any systems of child protection. So we need to really look at the situation that children face. We also have to look at the underlying causes, of course, that lead families to allow their children to be involved in child labour and child labour in domestic work. These are obviously the poverty which leads families into depending on child labour, the lack of education, the lack of opportunities for families themselves to develop proper incomes. We need, at the same time as trying to protect individual children through enhancing systems of child protection, we need to address some of the root causes of child labour.
We've seen recently, and it's been in the news a lot, people working in factories, clothing factories. Is that another area where child labour is still very prevalent?
Most child labour is actually in the agriculture sector. Almost 70% of child labour is in agriculture. But there's also a large concentration of children working in informal services sector, which sometimes involved in textiles, sometimes involved in street work, and in various jobs which feed into global supply chains, so that this is also an issue which we need to address.
You mentioned earlier their education, the word education. How important is this as a way out for children like this?
Well, you know, around the world there are still almost 70 million children who don't have access to basic primary education, just up to the age of 12 or 13 years old. And the way we see the whole global evidence is that children who don't have access to education drift into the labour market at a young age and can be exposed to deplorable working conditions. So enhancing access to education, making sure that all children have access to basic education, at least for the minimum age of employment, is very important and needs to be a global priority.
Just one final question, just regarding the day itself. How important is it to highlight this very important issue?
For the ILO, it's an annual occasion to raise the profile of the child labour issue. It's become a day which is growing in popularity each year, in the sense that it's supported by many international organisations, non-governmental bodies, workers, employers' organisations. In Geneva on June 12, we have a major international conference at which workers, employers and governments will be marking the World Day. It's an annual opportunity to raise the spotlight and to call out on behalf of children and to give a voice to those children who are exposed to child labour and to call for action to tackle the problem.